USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hillary Clinton surrenders her security clearance, the State Department notifying congressional lawmakers it has been revoked. Republicans have been calling for the clearance to be withdrawn in the wake of a scandal where Hillary Clinton was completely careless in handling classified information. In other news, President Trump floats Ivanka Trump, his daughter's name, to fill the position of U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. now that Nikki Haley is leaving at the end of the year. Trump saying Ivanka would be incredible at the United Nations, but the married mother of three has said she would not serve. It has been a wild week on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 287 points at the close Friday to finish at 25,340, the Nasdaq climbing 168 points to close at 74.97, and the S&P 500 up 39 points, the market off 4% on the week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Continuing now with news about the U.S. stock market. Wow, it has been on a wild ride all week. Stocks closing in positive territory at the close. The Dow up 287, the Nasdaq up 168. But the market's still down about 4% on the week. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports economic experts say October can be volatile. Here's his report.
Dan Geltude is a CPA, and he joined Fox Business and said October can be sometimes known as a very volatile month.
We already know historically that October is a very volatile month. Now, volatility doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to go down. In fact, that's not always the case. We're going to have ups and downs. Why? Look, we're ending the third quarter. Now we're going into the real earnings period. What's going to happen as things are shaping up, as we get to see whether companies are really going to hit those year-end numbers, particularly with the benefit of all the tax cuts?
I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Muslim radicals in Pakistan want to hang a Christian woman. USA Radio's Chris Barnes tells us why.
Hundreds of members of an extremist Islamist party rallying in the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore on Friday to pressure judges to uphold a death sentence for the Christian woman who's convicted of blasphemy. Asia Bibi has been on death row since 2010 after being convicted of insulting Islam's prophet Muhammad, chanting "Hang in Fidel Asia." The activists also rallied in other cities, threatening nationwide protests if authorities free the woman. Pakistan's Supreme Court a few days ago postponing a ruling on her final appeal. Her lawyers are hopeful of an acquittal, though, arguing she has been falsely accused.
A U.S. pastor released after 2 years held captive in Turkey. Now President Trump hopes to meet with Andrew Brunson at the White House. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
They'll be stopping most likely in Germany for a full checkup. Then he's going to be coming to the Oval Office, most likely on Saturday.
Pastor Brunson was charged with being involved in a failed 2016 coup attempt in Ankara. If found guilty, Brunson would face a 35-year prison sentence. Negotiations have been held in Ankara, and according to Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department, Brunson will continue to receive support.
Our folks from our embassy in Turkey have been very engaged in this case, have been providing assistance and support in any way that we can for Pastor Brunson and his family.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.